Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
divorce.
Just remember...
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane and I'm here every week bringing you a different mix of all kinds of music tied together with a different theme each week. And tonight's very special theme is divorce. And I know that's not the most uplifting theme in the world. It's a bummer of a theme for sure, but I want to assure you that nothing's wrong. This isn't a cry for help. This is just a theme that I found. There's a lot of songs tied to this. There's a lot of great divorce songs out there, so I've been meaning to do this theme for a while. And so that's what we're going to hear, songs either inspired by or explicitly about divorce. That's the theme. We're going to start off the show tonight with something from a post-divorce album by Mary J. Blige. That album's called Strength of a Woman. And we're going to start off this first set with the song Thick of It. So here's Mary J. Blige to start things off on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Love ain't just black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, I swear I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. I've been down to fall these years. I thought you diss me, baby. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve more than this. I do. So tell me who.
Who's gonna love
you like I do?
Who will you trust?
I gave you two love in a 50-year. Now we're in the thick of it. So tell me. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess, I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe.
No quitter,
and I've been damned if all these years I thought you dissed me, babe.
No.
I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, babe.
Oh, tell me who.
Who's gonna love
you like I
part that won't it hurt? There once was a part that won't it hurt? I know she's confused, she's my blood sister. Don't need a blues that she's about to shiver. Only a child in the middle of a war. She's a hot child, not because of a diva.
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that was the first set of music here on this divorce themed show, episode 223 of Everybody Plays the Fool. Thanks for tuning in. We heard Mary J. Blige with a song off of her most recent album called that song is called Thick of It, and that came out in 2017, Strength of a Woman album. Mary J. Blige just celebrated her 50th birthday, I think last week. So a very happy birthday to her. That started off the show. Then we heard something from the Pistol Annies with their song Got My Name Changed Back. That came out in 2018, I believe. And let me make sure I'm right about that. Yeah, 2018. And Pistol Annies are the trio of Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley. And that's off of their most recent album. And then we heard a great song by the band Fishbone from 1988. That song is Ma and Pa. And I gotta tell you, I love an upbeat song, an upbeat sad song. Lyrics in that one about divorce and custody, but it's got that very tuneful, catchy ska arrangement, and it's a good one. Fishbone is a great band. That one, I think, from their second album, but go listen to Fishbone. They're solid all the way through. The theme here is divorce, and that's not like a fun theme to pick, but there's a lot of songs about it, and I picked now because January is sometimes referred to as divorce month, by lawyers and people, but I'm not really sure if the data backs that up. I've heard the sort of the conventional wisdom is that January is divorce month because people keep things together through the holidays and then, make a change in the new year, as we do with so many other things. And I'm always looking for an excuse to play any theme that I'm doing, so I'm not necessarily endorsing that framework here, but I did notice that there are an awful lot of songs out there about divorce, and that makes a lot of sense. I'm not trying to make light of a difficult experience for people, but I think with most relationship issues, we see pop up in all kinds of media, including divorce. It's depicted in, music and film and all different kinds of media. So there's a lot of songs out there on this topic. Also, I thought this week would be a good time to do this theme because the United States voters divorced with their president this week, as we're getting ready for the inauguration of a new president coming up. I think that's proof that sometimes a divorce is the best way to move forward, go with the least bad option. And so anyway, I decided I'd do this one this week. Hope you're enjoying it so far. We heard a few great songs at the top of the show there, but I want to get into some more. We're going to kick off this next set with, I feel like it might be the best divorce song. Lyrically, it's definitely the best divorce song. It's one of my favorites, one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists. We're going to hear Paul Simon with Train in the Distance to kick things off on this next set of music here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 223. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
She was beautiful as southern skies the night he met her. She was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time, he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while it just fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. Now the man and the woman, they remain in contact. Let us say it's for the child. With disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he just makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts. Rain.
If it's a love story, pick something different. I should have known from the very first season. Couples fighting for some pretty good reasons. Happy home go to hell cause the tech shit. Well, my shit went to hell cause of Netflix. So excited when y'all made the announcement. The episode should have came with some counseling.
The Black Mirror episode ruined my marriage. The Black Mirror episode ruined my marriage. The Black Mirror episode ruined my marriage.
I would try this, the court case, a goddamn episode raised the divorce rate. This one episode broke my house. We was just sitting there quiet on the couch. Was a good 10 minutes, then it all went south. So goddamn heavy, couldn't open my mouth. Should've picked something else, anything else. Do the right thing, blue rag on the shelf. Or the bootleg table, Will Ferrell in Elf. Cause now I gotta live for my goddamn self.
Black Mirror episode ruined my marriage. Black Mirror episode.
Shoulda came with a content warning. Shit shoulda came with a content warning. Shit shoulda came with a content warning. Watched that shit and didn't talk till morning. Thought that it was big enough to lost in space. Now I gotta move and get my own damn place. Had a good home and we had good trust. Saw a black mirror and it looked like us. Caught myself trying to avoid the dangerous. I ran out of episodes of toys that made us. And now we gotta go and get some lawyer papers.
The Black Mirror episode ruined my man. The Black Mirror episode ruined my man. The Black Mirror episode ruined my man. The Black Mirror episode ruined my man.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of music on this show tonight with the theme of divorce. Lots of songs about divorce. Really enjoyed that set. Hope you did too. Started out with Paul Simon and Train in the Distance. It might be my favorite divorce song ever. It's one of my favorite Paul Simon songs. Just are really great off of the Hearts and Bones album. And then we heard Solange with Cranes in the Sky. That one is less directly about divorce. Just from an interview I read, it seemed like it's related. So I wanted to include that one. And then a very direct and right down the middle divorce song, the classic Rated X by Loretta Lynn. And that song, you know, when that came out, that was a big deal. talking about social issues in such a straightforward way, and Loretta Lynn is a master of that. And yeah, that's a great song talking about the stigmas attached to women who have gone through divorces. And then we closed that set out with Open Mic Eagle and the Black Mirror episode, which is a really, really specific song off of his great new album from last year called Anime, Trauma, and Divorce, appropriately enough. And that one, I played a couple songs from that on my 2020 Best of 2020 episode from a few weeks ago, so you can go check that one out. And what else? In the background, we're hearing another version of Separate Ways, another great divorce anthem. And we're going to hear lots more music coming up. Before I do that, though, I just want to remind you that this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are an all-hands-on-deck nonprofit operation, all-volunteer. And we rely on people listening and donating and volunteering and doing whatever they can to support the station. So if you like what you hear, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org, click on that donate button, or at least check out all of the great programming that we have here on the station. My cat is trying to make another cameo on the show. She's had so many. But I've got one other thing I want to announce before I get into this next set. And that is City Running Tours. This is an organization that supports RFB, so I hope you will support them. City Running Tours offers neighborhood running tours all throughout 23 different neighborhoods throughout Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Go check out cityrunningtours.com/New York City to see their schedule and book a tour. It's a great way to get outside and experience different parts of the city. I'm going to get into some more divorce-themed music for you here. We're going to start off this next set with the song that I couldn't possibly go without, the most obvious and sort of right down the middle song for this theme. We're going to hear some Tammy Wynette with D-I-V-O-R-C-E, another female-fronted country song on the show tonight. Again, I probably could have done all women country singers for the show tonight, trying to mix it up a little bit. But let's hear some Tammy Wynette here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Our little boy is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. of like being back in Elmhurst. My parents are divorced because I'm from America. I'm the oldest of three boys raised by a single mom. She's the best. She's here tonight, actually, my mom is.
Yeah, big pop for Ev. Big mom pop. Getting over.
She's the best, but I do think that divorced dads don't get enough credit. Because when you're a kid, hanging out with a divorced dad is just like hanging out with another kid. But that kid has money and a car. Right? And that kid does not know the rules of what kids are allowed to do. Or now, I got this right after my parents got divorced. First time I hung out with my dad after that, I was 8 years old. I got him as a snack to buy me a bag of Cheetos, 2-liter bottle of Coke, and a box of sugar cubes. Pure Domino brand sugar cubes. And his only screening process for that request was to be like, would your mom be cool with this? I was like, yeah, she's totally cool with me having the third grade version of cocaine. No problem. And so we got back to my dad's bachelor pad in Patchogue, New York, and I'm just like hitting these sugar cubes hard. And I was just high out of my mind. Got halfway through the box. I was 60 pounds myself, so at that point I'm like 8% sugar, and I just could not stop laughing. I was giggling, and my mom called to check in on me. I don't know why she felt like she had to, but she did. And she was like, Kevin, what's with all the giggling? What's happening? And I was like, Dad gave me a box of sugar cubes for lunch. And she was like, put your father on the phone. And I was like, oh no, they're going to get divorced again? Is that possible? This time it's definitely going to be my fault. I suspected before. We got the evidence now.
Soon everybody knew. the love is sad, the love is sad. Sadness is hanging there. To show love somewhere, something needs a change. They need a change. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend her heart, to help him start to see a world apart from pain. Lad's gal is all he has. Gal's gladness hangs upon the love of lad, the love of lad. Some things gal says to lad aren't meant as bad, but cause a little pain, they cause him pain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend her heart, to help him start to see a world apart from pain. Don't call me at work again, oh no, the boss still hates me, I'm just tired, and I don't love you anymore. And there's a restaurant we should check out where the other nightmare people like to go. I mean nice people, baby, wait, I didn't mean to say nightmare. Lad looks at other gals, gal thinks Jim Beam is handsomer than lad, he isn't bad. Call off the wedding band, nobody wants to hear that one again, play that again. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend your heart, to help your start to see a world apart from pain. They'll need a crane, 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 they'll need a crane.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set full of music related to divorce. The feel-good theme for the evening. We kick things off with the classic, the biggest song in this particular specific genre of divorce music. That is, of course, D-I-V-O-R-C-E by Tammy Wynette. And then we heard a stand-up bit, which I like to throw those in the mix every now and then, and that was friend of the show Kevin McCaffrey with a track off of his album, which is called Nice and Drunk. That track is called Divorced Dads. I really love that bit, and thought it was very on theme. So Kevin has been on this show a couple of times. You can go back into the archive and listen to... what was he on? He was on the Irish Names episode, and I hope to have him back again sometime soon. And yeah, go get his album. It's really good. Nice and Drunk by Kevin McCaffrey. And then we went from that into Steely Dan with Haitian Divorce. I think that reference is... It was one of those countries where it was easier to get a divorce than other places, so tourists would go there just for that reason. Obviously, it's under many layers of, you know, convoluted references that Steely Dan puts into the song, but I believe that's what the title is talking about. Great song off of, I think, currently my favorite Steely Dan album. It goes back and forth, but that's off of the Royal Scam. And then after that, we heard a band that I've played a few times on the show before, that is They Might Be Giants, and a great song of theirs called They'll Need a Crane. Again, I love an upbeat, sad song. You know, sad lyrics with a catchy, upbeat musical backing. And I realized that is from the same year that the other song I said that about was. So I guess 1988 must have been a big year for upbeat, sad songs. Not sure why, but... That's another one from that year, just like the Fishbone song was. But yeah, love that one. That's off of the Lincoln album. And then we closed out with another classic song. That one was Phil Collins and Against All Odds. And that brings us to the current moment. I'm only going to play one more song here tonight, but it is a great one. Before I do that, I want to remind you to go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Go check out everything going on here at RFB. Also, click that donate button if you can. And also, if you want to play music trivia, I host a music trivia night every other week. You can email me at musictrivianyc@gmail.com for more information. That is Music Trivia with Shane and Mike, friend of the show Mike Joseph, and I host that together. And also, as I'm going out live here on Monday night, it is Martin Luther King Day. I didn't want to let that slide without mentioning it, and I did a couple of years ago, I did an MLK themed episode, and if you want to go listen to that, I really liked it. I haven't gone back and listened to it in a while, but you should go check it out. It is episode number 35, so that's almost 200 episodes ago, way back. But go to everybodyplaysthefool.com. You can find all of my previous episodes, including way back there, the MLK episode number 35. So yeah, go check that out. I liked it a lot. I hope you enjoy it too. If you're looking for something to listen to tonight or any time when you want to get into that mood of you know, civil rights songs and songs specifically referring to the holiday and to Martin Luther King and that kind of thing. So I've got enough time for one more song. I'm going to play a track off of maybe the best divorce album of all time. This is going to be Marvin Gaye with Hear My Dear to close things out. Have a great night. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week, and take care. Here's Marvin Gaye on Everybody Plays the Fool. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I guess I'll have to say this album is dedicated to you. Although perhaps I may not happy. This is what you want, so I've conceded. you happy. There's a lot of truth in it, baby. I don't think I'll have many regrets, baby. Things didn't have to be the way they was, baby. You don't have the right to use a son of mine. Keep me in mind. One thing I can't do without is the boy dream God gave to both of us. I'm so happy for the son. So here it is. I hope you enjoy, reminisce, be happy, think about the kisses, the joy. But there were those other moments too, the times of cloudy and gray. As you taught me, that was life. May love ever possess you. May peace come into your life.